Okay, so now let's do letter 1161. This is dated in the fourth volume of the Rebbe's holy letters. This is Baruch Hashem, the first day of Elul, Tav Shindal, Brooklyn. I'm saying the Rebbe keeps on writing letters and letters. It takes a lot of effort. You know, it's like unbelievable amount within everything. Just writing. No, but the writing, all the letters, the Rebbe's himself. The Rebbe's letters himself. Yeah.
Could have copied and pasted.
No, what? Okay. Here, the Rebbe, it's not only the actual time of the Rebbe, but every letter of the Rebbe here is very personal, like in this case. Look, the Rebbe writes, I'm surprised and I'm very worried about the fact that I didn't hear from you in such a long time at all. You didn't tell me how your wife is feeling and how you organized and how you settled, you and your family members. Must be for sure. Everything is peace with you. This was the tradition of the older Hasidim that at the time that everything was okay, they wouldn't write or let know. They would just let go. Only when there was a problem. I was saying that my father, may he rest in peace, he wasn't one of those people that used to write to the Rebbe all the time. Some people. Every time, you know, they had a stomachache or something, they used to write for a bracha for the Rebbe. they took the liberty. My father was like the older Hasid, the Rebbe doesn't like it though. You know, like a mishaberach for the Torah, you know. Sometime he got some of a headache, he asked for a mishaberach for the Torah. Yeah, you know, some people say, you know, okay, you know, I'll do the mishaberach, you know. If you go into the hospital, then you'll do a mishaberach. Right. But if it's like this, you know, you got a cold or you got a flu or you have a sniffle, you know, whatever, you know, you're going to bother going make a mishaberach for that. But some people, you know, felt very, you know, very close and they wanted to tell the Rebbe everything, what's going on in their lives.
Like when they had a wedding, did you go to the weddings as a guest?
No. The only time the Rebbe would do in the beginning, originally, the Rebbe would be Mesader Kiddushin. In the conditions, the Rebbe would perform the marriage. He was the.
But he never went
and then he stopped that also. That was only for the beginning and it became impossible.
But he never
what about, no. Like, did he ever, like, go to the mountains in the summer?
Or never vacation. The only. It was one time he went. To the camp over there to be the one time or two times, but that was like the exception. And the Rebbe's time watched every minute.
So
was
it
no, basically
he looked
no
like
no
he looked in
and when yeah that's right and then he took his work home for
and then he would go to the Ohio and that was it.
That's it.
Never went to Israel, huh?
No, no, it's sure enough.
Didn't travel to
all right, no. So, but the Rebbe says perhaps it would be fitting to nullify this conduct and also to communicate, even when everything is okay. The Rebbe is not happy. You think when everything is okay. May Hashem grant you to notify only good and kindness all the days. The Rebbe is also adding the kuntres of the Rishimers for Megillas Eicha. And also a portion of the Sikh of the Fabrengen, and he's asking him to publicize it as much as he can into as wide of a circle that he can. I am signing off with a blessing that you should have a proper settlement physically, spiritually, also, and both together, good health, and for only good, and also sending regards to those who pray in your shul. And the blessing of a ksiva v'ksima toivam.